The Solarize Bloomington Initiative is beginning its second phase, encouraging residents to install solar panels before the end of the year. The program is a collaboration between the City of Bloomington and the Solar Indiana Renewable Energy Network, or SIREN. Bloomington is encouraging residents to go solar before the end of this year instead of waiting until 2018 when the state's new net metering system kicks in. Net metering is an arrangement that credits solar panel owners for excess power that they produce. That excess power goes out to the grid for other homeowners to use. A member of the steering committee at SIREN, Ann Hedden, says crediting is currently done at the retail rate, but that will change.
So the retail rate for most customers in Duke service territory right now is between 10 and 12 cents per kilowatt hour, depending on how much they're using. It will continue to be the billing arrangement for Duke customers until 2047 if they're fully installed by the end of this year. So if they're fully installed between January of 2018 and the end of 2022, then they're eligible for net metering arrangements for 15 years. And then after that, homeowners' production will be credited at wholesale rates, which are approximately a quarter of the retail rate.
Hedden says she's hopeful that more people will be interested in going solar because of the decrease in the cost of solar panels. According to SIREN, the price of panels is half of what it was in 2012, though prices still vary by property, system size, and installation cost. The Solarize Bloomington Initiative helps reduce expenses for materials, labor, and other costs involved in installing a solar system for residents. Hedden said homeowners participating in Solarize Bloomington's Phase 2 could be looking at prices of roughly $7,000 after a 30% federal tax credit for a 4-kilowatt system. One of those systems can generate about half the needed electricity for a typical home. Hedden said Phase 2 is expected to expand the program's boundaries past Monroe County to Greene, Lawrence, Morgan, Orange, and Owen counties.
The installer that's been chosen as the top bidder, has a great deal of capacity, and SIREN has reserved the right to bring in other installers that we've worked with in case that primary contractor is overwhelmed, which I suppose is a possibility because there are a lot of people out there that want solar.
People interested in signing up should visit SirenSolar.org. There, they can fill out an info form and sign up for a required information session.